The nation's three public library branches reopened their doors on June 17th following an almost six-month closure. The temporary shutdown announced in December came after former chief executive officer Jean Leroux retired in the wake of a major budget cut from $600,000 to $100,000. While the libraries were originally expected to reopen in April, the closure extended until mid-June. Christina Grado, the new library manager, says she's thrilled to see the libraries welcoming residents once again.
I've lived in this community for probably my entire life, and I'm super excited that the library is back open. I'm excited for the initiatives that we have coming in the future, and I'm just really grateful that the reception that we've had from the community since we've reopened, everybody's really, really happy, and we've had a fair amount of people offer their help, and it's been a really, really great reopening.
Christina Grado adds that while full programming has not yet resumed, all three branches will once again offer core services, including borrowing, returns, and general inquiries. The library's programs are expected to return at a later date.
The services that the clientele and the patrons can expect from the opening is the borrowing of materials, books, CDs, DVDs. Sorry, we don't have CDs. We have DVDs, books, magazines. There's the public use of the computers. And then as we kind of keep moving forward in the reopening, then there'll be other items like the 3D printers will be open to the public. And then we're going to be looking at programming a little bit later, just simply because we're currently only two employees as we're rebuilding. So we just don't have the capacity to offer programming right now. But we do plan to offer programs to all ages, the elderly, families, students, just the general population in a whole.
With only two employees on staff, Nicole Fontaine, chair of the library board, explains that the three branches must rotate their opening days, allowing just one branch to open per day.
So right now, the only two staff members are Christina and Lynn. So Christina being the manager, and then Lynn is the, I'm not sure what Lynn's title is, but she's kind of the operator. So for them to open all three branches, they have to stagger. So they're not opened all at the same time so that they can be at every single branch. So it's to ensure that we can open all branches. That's what we had to do. There's not a plan in place. We're starting with the hours that are available now, and then we'll have to wait and see.
There's still no set date for when full programming will return or when all three library branches will be open simultaneously. This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.